This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to The Morning Run with Shazana, Xiaoning and Philip. And another index that's been having a rough time is the Hang Seng Index. They've been looking rough since the beginning of the pandemic, from the Evergrande crisis to Beijing's regulatory crackdown. It was also not helped by increasing concerns of stagflation due to China's lower than expected GDP in the third quarter. And as most indexes around the world follow a theme of recovery, when will the Hang Seng Index follow suit? For an outlook on this, we have Tam Mun Hon, head of Greater China Research of UOB Kay Hian on the line with us. Good morning, Mun Hon. Thanks for speaking with us today. Now, HSI fortunes are tied closely to China's economy, but recently the BOA and Citi have downgraded China's GDP growth to less than 5% for 2022. Do you share their pessimism?
Not really. You know, while we do expect the growth in China to slow, we think that the chances of going sub 5% growth for the full year is pretty unlikely. Of course, there's barring any major COVID resurgence. We should not forget that, you know, pre this COVID crisis, COVID issue, the market has generally expected that, you know, China should grow around about 5 to 6%. That was supposed to be the new normal for China, you know, when it wean itself off this debt-fueled growth model. So I should expect that, you know, going back to about 5% should be about right as we normalize. And the current concerns, I think, especially on the impact of the energy crunch, I think that would ease as the spring arrives early next year, and then that should pave way for better growth momentum for the rest of 2022. So overall, you know, I'm still looking at about 5% for next year.
But recently, inflation, of course, is a concern, and it's not just in China, it's globally, with many questioning whether it is transitory. But with China still a major manufacturing hub, will there be cost pressure? And can these be passed on to customers? And actually, who would be most negatively impacted?
On this issue about inflation, I do think that definitely in the first half of next year, we should still be affected. But a lot of that is really due to the logistics issue. It's not really about, you know, money printing excess liquidity or you know, demand being far too strong. So I think that should, you know, resolve itself by the second half. But in the first half, I think that, for example, names that we cover like the smelters, the cement producers, they will be the hardest hit due to the input cost and also the high energy cost. And however, you know, in terms of those who will suffer the worst margin compressions, should be the downstream producers in China, the manufacturers, because I don't think they are able to, you know, fully pass through the cost increase to the consumers, which, you know, I think at this point in time, the sentiment is still relatively weak. And overall, we expect CPI to be about, you know, 1.5% next year versus consensus about 2.3%. Basically, PPI will be quite high, but not CPI. So, no, these guys on the low the downstream manufacturing should be the worst hit.
So, Mun Hon, in addition to Malaysia, Hong Kong Hang Seng is basically down 4% year to date. Considering 2022 is just around the corner and HSI being the laggard market in Asia, do you see it playing catch up?
Oh, well, we definitely do. You know, if you look at the Hang Seng Index, it currently trades about, you know, just above 1x price to book. You know, historically, the market, you know, bottoms out about, you know, 0.97x. So we are pretty close to the level. So I think that, you know, despite all the worries that we have on the market, the downside risk at this point is relatively contained. So more on the upside. And if you look at the premium of A shares over H shares, A shares is about 43% premium to H shares now. So, and historically, that's also a level where the premium will start narrowing. So we do see a good chance for Hang Seng to play catch up. And I think one of the bigger catalysts definitely will be a greater clarity on China's growth outlook for next year, which we think would come, you know, by closer to the year end when China has its economic work group meeting in December. So that should be a good time to take a relook on the Hang Seng market as well.
So, bearing this in mind, what investment strategy would you advocate, especially since there remains policy uncertainty?
Well, you know, in terms of policy risk or uncertainty, I think bulk of it actually has been priced in, you know, especially for the tech sector. The only remaining sector that might still see some policy headwinds probably would be the healthcare. as the government will try to contain the cost of living. So for the other sectors, I think are pretty much in the clear. So what we do like, I think in an environment where inflation is slightly higher, we think that consumer staples should have better pricing power. We like on the discretionary side, small ticket items like sportswear, and also sectors that have been oversold, but fundamentals remain strong like property management, and also those with policy support like in the EVs and renewable energy.
So, Manhan, if we drill down, what are your top picks specifically and why?
Oh, well, for the reasons I stated and just now, right? So the names that will follow from that train of thought would be like on staples, we like dairy, but new. On the sportswear, on the small ticket consumer items, we like sportswear. Li-Ning will be our pick. And I still think that at this point in time, although JD.com has rallied quite a bit, but I think in terms of minimal policy risk and the ability to ride on consumer spending recovery, JD will be one of our picks. And on the oversold names, we like property management like Country Garden Services. And if you have a longer-term investment horizon, I think that names that will benefit from China's structural growth would be Sunny Optical, BYD, and Longyuan Power.
Manhan, thanks as always for speaking with us. That was Tan Manhan, Head of Greater China Research at UOB Kay Hian, sounding quite optimistic about the Hang Seng Index and its prospects for growth moving forward, despite being a laggard in Asia at the moment.
Yeah, he thinks 2022 is going to be the year for catch up. I think he does it from a valuation perspective because currently the market is trading at one time price to book and the low has been 0.97 times. So we're very close to that. So you might see a bounce. Also, the A share premium to the H share premium is at 43%, which is a very wide premium. So perhaps I think institutional investors will start re-looking at this market.
Yeah, but I think if you look at the composition of the exchange, it's very clear, right, who are the leaders and who are the laggards, you know, as you were talking about, Xiaoning. The laggards really are all these tech companies, Alibaba, Xiaomi, Tencent, you know. They are the ones that are really pulling down the exchange, whereas those that are doing well, the leaders, they are the old economy, right? The banks, the oil and gas counters doing pretty well.
Yeah, and a few tech names involved, like BYD, which is EV, electric vehicles, yep. Sunny Optical, involved in technology. So yeah, Hang Seng Index, a market of two halves. The other sector which hasn't done well and that's reflected in Hang Seng Index is actually Sands China Galaxy, because they're involved in Macau gaming and there have been policy risks on this sector. But I wonder whether for Hong Kong next year, is it going to be the old economy theme or is it going to be the new economy theme that will win?
Something we're going to be keeping an eye on for sure. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.